This is Ian Newton-Pleston, sponsored by the Guildford Dragon News and Bent Collectors Records. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City lost 4-2 to Hollyport in the Combined Counties League Cup. It was a very feisty game. Guildford really certainly put their 50% into the game, though, really trying to fight back from at least 2-0 down. Bit of a controversial game, I felt.
I thought the officials were awful. I don't normally talk about the officials, but the game could have got really out of hand, so I'm really disappointed with that. Game is what it is. Players do what they do. You're given licence to do it. Kit turned up late. Just seemed to me like the referee was quite happy to just give everything against us for quite a lot of the game. As I say, I don't normally talk about officials, but I didn't even bother shaking any of their hands tonight. I'm not tolerating that. There's officials that don't care, so I'm really disappointed with that. We lost the game, fair and square. There were a lot of people making debuts tonight, so it was always going to be a difficult one for us. Anyway, they've been going quite well. You know, they're going on about having 9 players not there. I don't really care. At the end of the day, it's Hollyport against Guildford. We had quite a few not playing, so what? The bottom line is it's a game, and fair play to them.
They started off well with some good wing play, but I thought we countered that and stopped that, and we looked the much better side as soon as we start getting back to 2-1.
We were awful. Awful to start with. Players that start most weeks, they're the ones that are accountable. That's what I said to them. We never got started. Their wingers were quite lively, but we just let them do what they wanted. And they had a chance to go 3-0, and it could have been one of those nights. Obviously, we got back quite quickly for 2-1. We're never going to give in. Got ourselves sorted, changed the system 2 or 3 times to try and get every player in the right place. And eventually, we've done that. Thought second half was very good. Some goals there that shouldn't go in, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you'd be disappointed, unfortunately, with that fourth goal. But I think he made up with it with a good save after that. But yeah, it was a bit of a shaky game, wasn't it, all round?
Yeah, it's a shaky game, and you know, keeper mate playing his first game, obviously really nervous, but what's in front of him didn't help, and obviously, you know, it equated into what we saw tonight. But as I just pointed out to them, it's a good job that wasn't the Vase, you know.
We talked about a game with flashpoints and a lot of incident, but we've come out of it no sendings off and no injuries from what it looks like for a big game on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the sort of main thing. I've just got to go again. We're going to learn from each one of these games anyway. So we've learned a little bit tonight, and we know what it's like to have a feisty encounter. Just said to some of them, there is no point trying to join the feistiness and talking and not producing. Just don't talk. Let the others talk. We just do, and we didn't do. And that's what I'm disappointed with the most.
Thanks very much for coming out and talking to me.
Thanks, Ian.